parks of Hamilton County is pleased to join the likes of Green Umbrella, Interact for Health, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and the Carolyn Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation to help make Kids Outdoor Adventure Expo a reality. It's the ninth year for it. It's from 9:30 to 4:30 down at Coney Island. It's a free event, and it's just going to be a great opportunity to expose them to learning about the environment, learning about getting active, and learning about having fun.
There are themed areas throughout the park like Let's Move, Let's Be Green, and Let's Splash. It sounds like there will be a lot of learning opportunities.
Yes, there will be over 50 interactive exhibits overall from a variety of environmental and health-based organizations. They'll all have a focus on outdoors, learning, exploration, and staying active, especially outdoors. Some of the new highlights with these little villages that they've created are ways to get kids outdoors and be active. One of the things are Get Fit, Don't Sit program. They're giving the kids pedometers. So as they walk around the park, they can keep track of how many steps they're taking. There's going to be obstacle courses. There's going to be non-contact fitness boxing, all kinds of different variety of activities to keep these kids active and learning.
That sounds like so much fun. I wish I was a little bit younger.
I know. I've been down there, and it is a great time. You actually kind of feel like a kid running around there and checking out all the different exhibits.
Great Parks will have two exhibit areas. Tell me about those.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have two areas with a focus on animal adaptions and reptiles and amphibians. So we're going to actually have some live animals down there. We're going to do our best to keep them in the shade and keep them nice and cool on the hot day that we're going to have. But it's going to be a great opportunity for kids to interact with live animals and some hands-on activities to learn about animals. Also, Wynton Woods Riding Center is going to be having their area, and they're going to actually have a mechanical horse. It's actually used for our special riders program, which helps riders who are special needs to be able to get used to horseback riding. So it's a cool opportunity for kids to kind of check that out. And also, Parkey's Farm is going to be down there with some live farm animals for kids to interact with. And Great Parks Adventure Outpost is going to be down there with their 23-foot climbing wall, which is a really popular feature of the event.
Great Parks is also participating in River Sweep this weekend. How can people help out?
Absolutely. We would love to have volunteers of all ages. They're welcome to come out to Woodland Mound and Fernbank Park. It's part of a larger scale cleanup called the Ohio River Sweep. It's the 25th year for it. It brings together more than 20,000 volunteers from where the event started in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, all the way down to Cuero, hopefully I'm saying that right, Cuero, Illinois. And the cleanup covers nearly 3,000 miles of shoreline. So we're going to be just a small portion in a larger picture, but we're still going to have a huge impact on the cleanup and on saving the environment.
Great way to get kids involved.
Absolutely. We'd like to see everybody out there Saturday, June 21st from 9 to noon. Trash bags are provided. You get a free T-shirt, and it's a great way for family and friends to get together outdoors and have some fun.
You can find out how to get more information about Paddlefest Kids Outdoor Adventure Expo and River Sweep on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kim Whitten, thank you.
Thank you.